Welcome to Lunchtime episode.
We're back.
We have trouble getting together because everybody's got crazy schedules. So we are getting together on lunchtime for a short episode.
For a couple short episodes.
Ignore if you hear dogs playing in the background. That's my dogs, who will not be quiet.
If you don't think it's the sound of dogs, don't worry. It's dogs.
It's just Bri.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Stop sniffing.
You can't stop scarfing.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Okay,
all right.
We're not doing a regular episode. We're not doing, like, the segments this time. We're just going to have one topic. This time, there's so much news. So much news all the time.
Yeah. Lots of stuff has been happening recently, so we'll just kind of do short little episodes, one thing per episode.
Yeah.
And this episode is Bendis.
And the big announcement made pretty recently, at least when we were recording this, that he is leaving Marvel and he signed an exclusive deal with DC.
Yeah. Like, he's been with them for 17 years.
Yeah.
And has been one of their main writers and
increasingly so, it seems, that he kind of has to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, has he really been that influential in the past few years?
There are these people who've come up and...
Yeah.
I think he had that time where he was like, I'm running the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has consistently done, I think, like, at the moment, I feel like he's doing, like, 6 books a month.
Yeah.
Pretty much, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all the individual books, and then there's, like, steering the events and stuff like that, and being kind of, like, the showrunner for those sort of things.
And he's, he's written pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Aside from, has he not done Fantastic Four, I think, might be the only thing. But
yeah,
then again, is that really anything at Marvel anymore?
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the stuff, and, like, Spidey, Iron Man, Daredevil, several Avengers titles, Alias, X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy... Yeah.
He's kind of done, like, apart from Fantastic Four, he's done everything that he could do.
Yeah.
And as far as, like,
team
books and events,
well,
he's, like,
the main
huge
stuff, probably, yeah.
Yeah, like, very few characters are untouched by his influence, I guess you could say, over the last decade or so. So,
yeah.
He has recently, I think, updated on, Twitter or wherever, basically, he's still writing for Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, turning in projects until the end of the year. To the end of December, I think. So, and he said that he's working with editors to make the transition, to make it as cleanly as possible, having, like, a last... Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so he gets a proper send-off for all of the characters. He gets to sort of, like, wrap things up as much as possible, I think, was sort of what was said.
Why do you think it's happening? What's your take?
We're getting into speculatory...
No, well, that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
Other than he's leaving Marvel, he's going to DC. That's all we know.
Exactly. So that's fine. Let's speculate wildly.
I feel like he already fixed Marvel.
Yeah. They're in a great place right now, for sure.
Then he realized, oh my god, 5 years have passed.
He's been with them for almost, 18 years? It'll be
18 years
by the time he's done.
Yeah.
And again, he's finished writing for them at the end of the month, so they're still going to be releasing his stuff for a good chunk of the year, next year. So, that's a long time to be at one place.
Yeah, there could be just the one angle of, you know what, I want to do something different, and maybe it's time to...
Yeah.
And that totally makes sense. It is very feasible.
No, for sure.
It's just like, I've been here for a really long time, and I've done a lot on a lot of characters, and I just want to write a Batman story.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
how many creators can you think of? There are some that stay, like, that consistently stay writing or creating with a specific publisher for that length of time.
Yeah.
It's not... Like, there are several.
It's pretty common nowadays to jump back and forth.
Yes.
Do a little bit here, do an indie thing, then go to DC, and then back to Marvel.
And it's not like he didn't have indie things going on.
No, not at all.
The whole time, basically.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, one way or shape or form, whether it was tied to Marvel or elsewhere, but...
Yeah. Was the whole Powers thing, and then he was doing the TV show for 2 seasons as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that maybe played into it. Maybe it's part of the disappointment of, like, well, I did this indie thing and it didn't work out. And, like, the TV show thing, maybe I need to just break ties and do something completely new, which is feasible.
I could personally, creatively, you know what I mean? Maybe shaking things up will be good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that I consistently enjoy that he's done. Like, I haven't really read tons of the new Jessica Jones or Defenders. I read a little bit, and I was like, oh, this seems decent. And, he created Miles Morales, who's consistently one of my favorite characters. I still enjoy that book a fair bit. But, Civil War II was real bad.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't necessarily blame him for that.
I don't either. I don't think
too many cooks in the kitchen situation.
Yes.
I didn't even realize he did that till I was looking stuff up. Just looking at all the events that he was kind of the headrunner of, what'd he do? Disassembled, House of M, Secret Invasion, Age of Ultron, then Civil War II. And then I did read something that Mark Miller and Steve McNiven had turned it down.
Yeah.
So it was like he wasn't like he sought it out, and it was actually rushed. What normally takes upwards of a year or whatever to plan, they were like, we're going to do this so it ties in with Captain America Civil War. Let's do it. And it's like 3 months.
And you could tell. Like, you read that thing, and it's just like, I've read stuff where clearly you can feel that he's like, he's invested, he cares.
Yeah.
That was just like, autopilot is generous, I think. And it was such a, I don't know, not to gripe about something that's, like, long past, but, like, so just synergistic, cynical.
Yeah, and maybe that's, like, it's editor-run, and the synergy thing. Okay, we're going to line up with this, and maybe that's part of it, too. Maybe that's part of the exit as well. Like, maybe. You know what? I'm sick of doing this, because Marvel's very heavy on the TV show movie thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to go to DC, where they don't really have any movies. So.
No. And there's none at all coming out over there, for sure.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's sort of, I don't know, let Civil War II go now, but in my opinion, I've said this before, Marvel's not doing super hot these days sales-wise. That, as far as I'm concerned, is where the House of Cards fell down.
Yeah.
That entire thing. I can see that maybe him having to sort of be the public face, the company man who attached himself to something like that. Might not.
And if he felt like he was rushed and it was more directed by somebody else, he'd be like, well, don't throw me under the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, Emily.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So it was a fuck you, too.
Yeah.
There are some rumors, and again, these are complete rumors, that there was some strife going on sort of with management and upper editorial and stuff like that. Just sort of about... Again, this is complete speculation, complete rumor mongering. Hey, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
That they were, the legacy thing was going to sort of, I don't know, like, the legacy situation created some controversy because you have, like, two sides where you sort of have the more diverse initiative they've been doing in recent years where they're trying to, like, potentially roll that back. So you're in an uncomfortable spot where it's like, okay, yeah, so maybe you want to have your classics. Maybe you want to have your new guys. Maybe you want to find a good middle ground there that satisfies everybody. So there's probably a bit of...
No one will ever be satisfied.
No, this is impossible.
No.
But there's a bit of a tug-of-war thing going on behind the scenes. Apparently, they were going to take the just Spider-Man title that's Miles' title and give that to Peter again. And maybe, like, shunt him off somewhere else or something like that. There was some argument that they wanted to potentially downplay Miles...
Why on earth would they do that? He's got a movie coming out in less than a year.
Yeah.
It seems odd. Again, this is a total rumor. There's no way to confirm this or not, but he had some major issues with that, obviously, because that's his...
Baby.
That's his baby, for sure. More than anyone else, I would say. That and Jessica.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, where, like, he's, you know, obviously, I think he's invested in sort of trying to have a more diverse and younger sort of characters for... a more diverse, younger audience to sort of get on.
There's that side of it, and then there's just, I just created this, and I put so much into it, and I put years of my life into it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I agree. I don't think they would...
I would hope not.
...shut it off completely.
No.
It's like, I can see shifting titles and whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, inconsistent, so...
There,
again, just rumors about that. There was, apparently, and then there's rumors going on, and David Gabriel, who is the marketing... Vice VP or something like that, who basically he's the one who made that statement saying that, like, people don't want women in diversity all over the place. So again, grain of salt, mountain of salt, that apparently those two, he had said more stuff like that behind the scenes, and Bendis took issue with it, and maybe that played a role in it where he just, like, doesn't want to work with that.
Yep.
Who knows? Again,
but
touchy subject,
it's
speculation.
Not, like, he's not going to find anyone like that at DC.
For sure. No, DC's got no problems.
Well, I don't know. There might be nobody left.
Yeah, yeah. It's distinctly possible. Just Google DC. We don't have a lot of time here, but oh boy.
Hi, Bri here, just with a bit of a editor's note. We assume, of course, everyone who's listening to this show probably follows industry, comic industry stuff fairly closely, we would assume. However, just wanted to clarify just the last kind of comments there about Eddie Braganza. It's come out very, very recently after years of rumors and accusations, anonymous accusations, and just talk amongst industry folks. BuzzFeed put out an article, an investigative article, with multiple women who've worked at DC Comics gone on record for the first time regarding Eddie Braganza, who's a group editor of Superman Comics and for a while Wonder Woman, and for briefly was an executive editor. Just sexual misconduct, harassment, just a lot of really awful stuff. And DC has first suspended him, and then a few days later, shortly after the article was published, fired him, terminated his employment. That sort of thing's ongoing. We might dig into that more in the future. We didn't really have a lot of time to go too in-depth and especially too heavy on anything this week. Obviously, it's super upsetting stuff. And again, it's still kind of ongoing because there's a lot of covering for him and a lot of just all around kind of upsetting behind the scenes stuff happening about that. So put a pin in it for now, but just wanted to make sure that that was at least clear what we're referring to there. Obviously, I would recommend following the coverage, looking into the great BuzzFeed article that blew this all open. And of course, the women who stepped forward to actually put themselves on the line and go on the record about what had occurred. Please do follow their allegations, what they have to say, because after all that, they should definitely be heard. All right, back to the show.
Yeah, I saw some people were comparing it to the exodus of Kirby in the 70s.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. And then a mutual friend, I will not say who, was saying, oh, I don't see how this is a big deal at all that Bendis is leaving. And everybody's like, really? What are you talking about? He's been like running the show for 17 years or at least a good decade of that.
He's the biggest.
And he's like, and I get it because he just doesn't like Bendis. And I'm like, that's fair. A lot of people hate Bendis.
And, you know, I can get why. I like him personally.
I like him too.
But nobody can say he's got a flawless track record.
No, but.
But who does?
No, exactly. Nobody. Exactly.
You put anybody in one company for 17 years doing the same characters, and really, it's like if a writer does a couple of novels, that's over like decades,
yes.
Or a decade or something. This is you're seeing some guys writing every month, sometimes multiple times a month for 17 years. You're going to get to a point where you don't like it.
Yeah. Hell, look at, like, not to be a dick here, but Chris Claremont, right? Like,
yeah.
All-time classic, yeah. Early 80s X-Men, like, some of, like, the best comics.
Yeah.
Period. And skip ahead, not even 17 years, about 10 years. It's like, yeah, all right.
Well, that's it.
Everybody
like,
burns out.
You're doing
out
the same thing, it burns out, and then you just get the same sort of voice. And if you don't like that voice, or it gets tiresome, then that's how it goes.
My hope is that he finds new stuff to do at DC because and that he's not telling, you know, the same stories with different characters.
True. Who do you want to see him work on?
Superboy.
Superboy?
Superboy.
Really?
John Kent Superboy? Or is our boy coming back?
Connor?
It would not surprise me in the least if that was a thing that he did.
That'd be cool. You know what? Honestly,
I would read a book called Superboys.
Oh, that'd be great.
About two Superboys.
Yeah.
On a super camping trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just saying, if they're bringing back... you did it this time. I'm just saying, if they're bringing back Connor, Connell, they are. Let's just be real. There's no way they're dropping that much without actually following through it at some point. Young Justice cartoon coming back. How about a Young Justice comic with the original cast of that comic? I want it. I want it alone. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I want it. And that could be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think, again, when he sort of latches on to kind of more youthful character, I think he can excel at that, so that'd be kind of cool.
He's good at doing, like, you know, darker, grittier stuff as well, but mm-hmm. I feel like there's more than enough of that in comics right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of it.
He's got a good spin on things. Even when it's darker, he tends to... Just his writing style is very conversational and back and forth, and there's always a bit of a light humor.
I cannot wait to see the Justice League eating breakfast. what do you think Plastic Man's going to have for breakfast? You'll find out.
Just a bran muffin. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect that.
Gotta keep plastic toast.
The more I think about it, that could be really fun on a couple of levels, because you have these characters like Superboy, for example, who's effectively been replaced.
Yeah.
And potentially coming back into existence in a world where he doesn't know his place, written by a guy who just joined a publisher he's never been with. You know, it could be a whole lot of just trying to find your place in the world you don't really quite understand. That could be work on a couple of levels.
I'll give him like a Justice League International.
That'd be
bring Ted Kord back.
Yes, God. He is back, technically.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh.
He's sort of like, he's running Kord Enterprise. He's sort of like a mentor to Taime, I think.
Okay.
There's like two Blue Beetles, I guess. Which, you know, you're a Kord man.
I just want to see...
you're a Kord man all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I just want to see the two of them together. But what I had thought, originally I thought of Batman, obviously. Everyone wants that, but...
it's inevitable.
Yeah. But I thought, I want to do more like a smaller C-list kind of character. Or something like that, like a dead man. Or I saw on somebody's list, somebody put the Question.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that'd be fun. And he often teams up with artists and goes long-term with them.
Oh, you're thinking... Oh,
I want Maleev and him together again and do something like the Question. Or I would love...
That's...
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Or someone did suggest the Legion. I think that would be fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree. I don't think you could make the Legion fun.
Oh, I love the Legion.
I would prefer...
Here's four new Legionnaires, and they've got crazy powers, and you won't hear from them again. They're gone.
That's part of the fun, though.
I think...
Combustible Boy.
Batman is such an obvious thing. I say don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Batman's going to sell no matter what.
Yeah.
He comes with a certain amount of clout. Like, whatever he does is going to get some attention. I say, yeah, for sure. Put him on a B or C list character and give them a little heat.
And let him do what he wants to do.
Exactly. And, yeah, no, for sure. Like, don't, you know, let him have whatever character he wants to do, ultimately. But, you know, let...
I'm sure he worked that into the deal.
I'm sure he's got a great deal.
Yeah.
This is a big one, so I'm sure he's... That's good. I'm hopeful that he, like, maybe avoid the team books right away. Personally, I feel like, you know, just sort of deal with a couple of smaller characters you can really sort of play with.
Find your footing in the universe.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, don't, you know, and hopefully, this is wishful thinking, but, like, one or two books to start with.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
Start small.
Yeah. Here's 14 books.
Yeah.
Back on Dead, Bendis.
Each one Bendiser than the last. Yeah.
And just for him, again, when he had, like, an output of, like, six or more titles every month, just, like, maybe, you know what I mean, if you're working out a good deal, just take it easy, buddy.
Face it.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
Have we covered everything?
So do we feel good about this or bad about this?
I'm excited about it. I don't read a lot of DC titles at all anymore. I would actually be interested to see what he does.
Yeah. No, me too. I feel like when I first heard it, it was shocking to see it at first. Like, oh, I never thought he'd lead there. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, things got to change.
Yeah,
but
the more I thought
about it. Mommy and Daddy still love you very much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I'm a big believer that eras need to end.
You're a big boy.
He's got pull-ups.
Yay! Eras at, like, comic publishers and stuff like that need to end.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Even on every conceivable level, like, editors-in-chief or, like, who's running the show, we're at the point where the same folks have been in charge of both companies for a long time. I mean, with some people changing titles, but usually it's longer than usual, it feels.
I don't know, but we're in that era, so it's different because we're experiencing the whole time. When you look back and go, oh, Jim Shooter was editor-in-chief for, I don't know, like 17, 20 years? Like, I have no idea how long.
I don't think it was that long.
I don't know if it was that long. I don't know.
28 years.
Jim Shooter
is still editor-in-chief.
Jim Shooter's been editor of Marvel Comics since 1863. Yeah. He was laying a lot of groundwork.
Yeah.
The early names were very, very bad. The Submariner. What even is that? Well, submarines didn't exist yet, so.
That's true. It's neat. If things are shaking up right now,
in a lot of ways.
Good.
And maybe they'll keep shaking up. That would be okay. I think it's overdue.
So I'm, I don't know, I'm looking forward to it.
We'll have to see how things go.
We'll find out.
That's how things work.
Yeah. All right, who are we?
I'm Kyle. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com.
It's all you, buddy.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca, Merc, and on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram.
Bri Kotick. You can see my comic at welcometohereafter.com, and I'm BRYKOTYK on social media in general. Probably too much. And also, just very quickly, we have the Bizarre Bazaar coming up next month. Yeah. December 9th and 10th, I believe, right?
Yes, December 9th and 10th.
Well, I think we've all got three shows in the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the 26th is the Craft Revival. If you're a local T-Bay person, the Craft Revival, which is kind of the Port Arthur downtown core, it's at like, I don't know, 15, 20 different places.
75.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think we're all there.
I don't know if I am. I gotta check on that. Right. Oh, I'll see if there's still space.
Yeah.
I've been kind of bad on following up on things, so we'll see. Maybe I'll be there, but you guys will be.
I'll be at the Red Lion. Where will you be?
Sovereign Room, I think.
Sovereign Room. Okay.
Go everywhere.
Yeah.
To find me.
Yeah. Wander around. There's tons of great stuff. Yeah. Then December 3rd at the Community Auditorium. Is another show.
Ooh, Craftland,
that's what it's called.
Formerly Craftlandia.
Exactly.
Which I didn't realize they changed the name until I looked at the poster a fourth time and was like, oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one. I've never done a show there, so that'll be interesting. Then it's December 9th and 10th, the Christmas Bazaar. A bunch of different people changing kind of every between the 2 days, so it's not just like one weekend with all the same people.
That's the one that Merc organizes, so it's the best one.
Absolutely.
That's the one I don't have hair because of. Yeah, that's
the reason.
That's the reason.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I only have genetics to blame.
Radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Bit by a radioactive DeVito.
You didn't really shrink, though, which is good.
Well, I was really tall.
Oh, that's true.
You're lucky that's all you got from DeVito.
A bad case of the Perlins?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, see you next week.
Bye.
Bri again. And now, submitted for your approval, every time my dog Logan interrupted this episode by attacking Kyle and Merc's feet.
Hey, Logan. Wanna... Alright, I'll lick my ball.
Yeah.
Most recently said...
Why would you do that?
Because he was digging at my foot.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey. Hey, boy.
God damn it. What's up, you soft, soft boy?
Hey! Logan? What the hell, dude?
Don't look at me like that. Don't you smile at me.
God damn it. All right.
Hey.
Hey! Okay, I gotta keep my feet... flat on the floor, or Logan's gonna bite him.
Stop it.
Him,
he goes for him.
Nah, he's being such an asshole.
Logan.
God damn.